Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
So briefly, I have a very brief word for you. Actually, the Lord gave me a couple of words, and one word I had fully blocked out, another word blocked out, and as I was praying to the Lord, I said, okay, well, which one do you want me to give? He spoke clearly to me that it was neither of those, it was another one. And how he spoke to me, I was actually driving along the street, and I saw a young lady, maybe about 12 years old or so, and she was moving along the sidewalk, rather, and she was talking on her cell phone, and it just spoke to me. Never, don't know her, never saw her before or after, don't know her name, never actually physically spoke to her, but she spoke to me, even though she never physically spoke to me. But as she was walking and moving along the sidewalk, what spoke to me was how she was moving. She was talking on this phone, and she wasn't just walking, she was skipping. Young lady about 12 years old, and this Lord just spoke to me, and that's the topic of our message this morning, is skipping. Skip it. I bet you that child has never spent one moment worrying about mortgage payments, car payments, job evaluations, deadlines, economic crises, terrorism. She wasn't in the most wealthy community, and so all around her, there may have been those issues. But in her little environment, she's just, I don't know what she was talking about. I don't know to whom she was talking. But she was just fine and happy. And that God reminded me that he wants us to be like children, carefree. Doesn't mean that we don't have cares, but he wants us to operate as if we are carefree. We, of course, know in Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 4, the Bible says, at that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked in Matthew 18, 1 to 4, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They asked him. He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Humble ourselves like little children. We get so large and caught up in all of the world's affairs that we forget that God wants us to be like a little child. And as I looked at some characteristics of young children, looked at some stuff from Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America, et cetera, and added some stuff to it, I know it's just I extracted just a couple of characteristics of children that we should be reminded of as we think about this matter. First is that children are busy, active, and full of enthusiasm. And that's how we should be. We should be working, expectant, hopeful. Hope, that's one of the topics that I may cover in a future time that I thought he would be covering today, but a working, expectant, hopeful. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, we know it says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this from yourselves, not by works. Yes, we are not saved by works, but we need to add some works to our salvation.
Amen.
We need to be working, expectant, hopeful. We'll be known by our fruits. So first, we're busy, active, full of enthusiasm. Second, we notice that children are very active, but they need frequent breaks, we're told, from tasks to do fun and energetic things. Add some fun to your life. You know, have some joy. Have some laughter. Proverbs 17:22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. What an image, dries up the bones. All decrepit and decrooked. But Proverbs 17 says, have a cheerful heart. Like that young lady, she was just skipping, just a cheerful heart. the probably the goofiest, stupidest thing she was talking about on the phone, but she was just cheerful. That's a good medicine. I mean, yes, you know, we have all these fancy medical devices and formulations, but the Bible says, you know what's good medicine for you? A cheerful heart. To be like a child, have breaks from your task to do fun and energetic things. Thirdly, we are reminded that children are often accident prone. And we can take that to ourselves. We make mistakes. But you know what? God doesn't abandon us. If we learn, adapt, humble ourselves, repent, keep the right spirit. Of course, 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Romans 8:28, of course, says, we know that in all things God works together for good to them that love him, to them that are called according to his purpose. And you may have heard me say before, I use this scripture so much, I make a noun out of it. When something happens that I don't understand, I just make a noun. I say, you know what, there's got to be an 8:28 in there somewhere from Romans 8:28. There's got to be an 8:28 in there somewhere. I don't understand how this could be for my good, but Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for them that are called according to his purpose. Not that you're out there doing some evil thing intentionally, and that's going to be to God's, but as you're walking in God's calling and his purpose, something happens, or you make a mistake, or something happens to you that you don't understand, hey, there's an 8:28 in there somewhere. I don't get it now, but God will bless it. So children are often accident prone. We sometimes make mistakes, but keep moving, keep grooving, keep skipping. Okay? Also, we know that we're told that children may try to emulate popular heroes and celebrities. That can be negative, but the positive part of that is for us is we should be emulating heroes and celebrities in the God realm. Look, we should be looking at the heroes in the Bible and emulating. So, man, look at what David did. Man, look at what Joseph did. Man, look, wow, they're my heroes, you know. And as children will have pictures of this one, this sports celebrity on their walls, you should have pictures of these celebrities, these biblical heroes in your life, in your walls of the things that you look at, whether you physically have a scripture on your physical wall or whether you have them in your heart and you're contemplating, you should be modeling yourself after these. And not just the biblical heroes of yesteryear, but the heroes around you, those who are walking in a godly manner, those who are instructing you, those should be heroes and celebrities that you should be modeling yourself after. And of course, there is no perfect human other than Jesus. So each of the biblical heroes of yesteryear had faults and defects, like David, we can go into at length. And that's fine. That's the way it is. And so the biblical Christian heroes of today will have faults and difficulties. But we should, as think of the analogy, as we eat fish, you need to, as Pastor used to say, eat the flesh and throw out the bones. Okay? You don't swallow the bones, which are their defects. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't eat fish at all. No. You learn to eat the flesh and throw out the bones. So as you're studying and emulating their character, eat the flesh, throw out the bones. So that was fourth, children trying to emulate popular heroes and celebrities, and that's what we should do. We also are told that children want more independence, but look for guidelines and support. So as we seek to be independent at times, that's fine and good, but you should look for guidelines and support from your father. We're also told that children are trusting. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is the first scripture I ever memorized when I first got saved. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Trust in God. Luke 11, verse 11 to 13 says, which of you fathers, again, this analogy of fathers and children, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So God is trustworthy. You can trust him. You can depend on him. When things don't go as you think, God is still trustworthy. One person said, of course, that we should work as if it is all us, strategize as if it is all us, but pray and plan and depend as if it's all God. Trust on God. We need that. Yes, it's fine to have your plan A strategy, your plan B, your plan C. Sometimes it doesn't all work out. Sometimes, like I'm right now, I'm on plan 228. Plan 228. You know what that is? That's from Genesis 22 and 8, where Abraham has his son Isaac from the altar, and the son says, "Father, I see the altar. Father, I see the fire. Father, I see the knife. But Father, where's the sacrifice?" Because Abraham's about to do him in. And Abraham says, "The Lord himself will provide." And so that's just as for us. Sometimes we don't see what's going to happen. Our plans haven't worked out. Sometimes you got to move to plan 228. I don't know, but the Lord himself will provide. And when we get into those situations, Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 4 in the Living Bible, if we go through enough of them, we learn how to trust him more. This is powerful in the Living Bible, and I'm wrapping up. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 4, the Living Bible says, "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know they are good for us. They help us learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character in us." And here it is. "And helps us trust God more each time we use it until finally hope and faith are strong and steady." So the more we use it, the more we develop that trust muscle, and hope and faith become strong and steady. In conclusion, years ago, the Lord gave me this short little teeny poem that said this: "A smile is contagious, but so is a frown. Which would you rather spread around?" That little girl, don't know her name, never saw her before, never will see her again, but something was contagious about her spirit. You can have that walk, choose to walk in that same joy. And as you walk with a smile rather than a frown, you may be blessing others. A smile is contagious, but so is a frown. Which would you rather spread around? So just skip it. When life tries to beat you up, be like a child. Busy, active, full of enthusiasm. Very active, but need frequent breaks to do fun and energetic things. Yes, we're accident prone, but God can forgive us. God can redeem it. Yes, let's emulate popular heroes and celebrities, biblical heroes. Yes, we want more independence, but let's look for God's guidance and support, and let's be trusting, knowing that he is with us and he's there for us. In Jesus' name. 1, 2, 3.
Jubilee.
Be blessed.